NPR News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The latest poll numbers are not kind to President Biden.
The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows a widening lead for Donald Trump and majorities of every demographic group saying Joe Biden is too old to be effective. According to the Times poll, the president is losing support from young voters and Hispanic voters. Meanwhile, a new Wall Street Journal poll shows Trump with a 6-point lead nationally and 80% of respondents saying that the president is too old to run for a second term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Voters in the UK cast their ballots in a national election Thursday to choose the 650 lawmakers who will sit in Parliament for the next 5 years. Outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak surprised his own party on May 22nd when he called for the election, which could have taken place as late as January 2025. The far-left Labour Party won a huge majority. Also at SRNNews.com, multiple shark attacks disrupt July 4th celebrations at South Padre Island in Texas. Local officials say that roughly 2-hour period, 4 separate attacks were reported, and the belief is that it was one shark responsible. A couple of high-end shopping giants are struggling.
The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue plans to buy rival Neiman Marcus. The deal is worth $2.6 $5 billion. The new organization would be called Saks Global. It will be made up of Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth brands, Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman, as well as the real estate assets of Neiman Marcus Group and HBC, which is a holding company that purchased Saks in 2013. Both Saks and Neiman Marcus have struggled, as shoppers have been pulling back on buying high-end goods and shifting their spending toward experiences like travel and upscale restaurants. I'm Shirley Adler.
This is SRN News. The vice president is being fact-checked on abortion, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true, and even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the vice president's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration is telling emergency room doctors they must perform emergency abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health. Follows last week's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling that failed to settle a legal dispute over whether state abortion bans override the federal law that requires hospitals to stabilize patients. This is SRN News. Millions of Americans are traveling for the July 4th holiday.
Americans are expected to shatter travel records over the July 4th holiday week. People are jamming airports and crowding highways to get where they're going. The TSA says a record-breaking number of people, nearly 3 million, traveled through airports in a single day last week, and that figure is expected to be broken this week. The AAA expects more than 60 million of us will travel by car during the holiday period. Gas is $3.51 a gallon on average today, just about a couple of cents cheaper than last July 4th. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden tells Democrat governors during a White House meeting that he plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m., claiming it's to get more sleep. Biden was trying to reassure more than 20 governors about his ability to win against former President Trump. CNN reports the 8 p.m. bedtime comment left several of the state leaders frustrated. More details at SRNNews.com.